Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's my podcast, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, unless of course you're chicken. We hear great songs from A to Z. I break them down so expertly. Don't let your panties get all hot and bunchy. I hold my sack up to anybody's cause. All my grooves are crunchy. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, you don't know what you're missing. John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, obey when I say listen.
Listen.
All right, welcome to another edition of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, the show where we listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. That's right, I'm John Troy, and I'm a professional musician. I get my drinks for free, so excuse me, please. The theme for this hour of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack is tomorrow. Every song has tomorrow in the title, and the first song is The Shirelles, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? This was a big song, man. A big song in the biography of rock music. This came out in 1960. This was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King and originally recorded by the Shirelles. That's the version we're going to hear now. It has been recorded by many artists and was ranked among Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time at number 126. That's pretty high. Yeah, the song is notable for being the first song by an all-girl group to reach number one in the U.S. It has strings. The drummer is interesting because all I hear him hitting is the snare. He's just going dot, 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 sort of a surf beat on the snare, and I don't hear him really hitting anything else. He might be kicking on the bass drum, but it's hard to tell. And I love these old recordings because they're not crafted to be perfect. There's no auto-tune. If the feel is good, and if there's a mistake, or you can hear the lead singer get a little off pitch. Yes, she does. I can hear it, man. She gets a little off pitch and tell me now, though. She sings those notes right before the swinging string solo. She's a little pitchy there, which is great. They said, well, she's a little off there, but they did these things. There wasn't any overdubbing. They all got in the same room, and they all counted it off, and they all played. So to do the whole thing again, if it felt good, go with the feel. Don't worry about the little mistakes. So it sounds organic. It sounds human. That's what I love about these old recordings. This is the Shirelles doing 1960s recording of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
You said that I'm the only one.
Yeah, baby, I'll still love you. Sure, that's the Shirelles here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is tomorrow. And the next song is called Tomorrow Night by Laverne Baker. It's interesting because this song basically has the same sentiment as the last song. It's a woman singing with about the same, she's having the same anxiety. It's got a little double time in the middle, and kind of makes me want to slow dance with my favorite girl. This is Laverne Baker doing Tomorrow Night here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Another memory, just another lovely song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender. Your heart is beating fast, and you willingly surrender. Tell me, darling, will it last tomorrow night? Will you be with me when the moon is bright tomorrow night? Will you see the lovely things you said tonight?
The great Laverne Baker here on KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Tomorrow Night. I'm John Troy. You're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is tomorrow. The next song is by another great one from those days, Carla Thomas. Now listen to this, the beginning of it. The beginning, well, when there was a big hit, like in this case, what I'm thinking about right now is My Girl, The Temptations. Remember how it started? Dun, 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 dun. Remember that? And the bass line was... Remember that? Okay. Well, when that came out, everybody went, hey, wow, that's a big hit. We better make something that sounds like it. Try to catch the wave. So people would try to come up with other songs that doesn't sound exactly the same, but kind of the same. So maybe they can sort of, you know, get some of that to rub off on them, and they'll have another hit record. So listen to how just blatantly close to My Girl, the beginning of this song, sounds. And this, again, is the same female, worrying about what the guy's going to think the next day. And there's a tambourine player doing 16s on the tambourine, 16 notes. This is Carla Thomas. When Tomorrow Comes here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
It's easy for love to come and go. Oh, yes, it is. For you to be thrilled just one time, then want no more. Oh, darling, when tomorrow comes, will you still want the love I've got? Oh, tell me, when tomorrow comes and finds us, will my kisses still be hot? Now, will your love for me be the kind of love that lasts? When you reach out to hold me tomorrow, will you reach out that fast? Oh, I want to know when tomorrow comes, will the need still be there? Oh, my lover, when tomorrow comes and finds us, tell me, will you still care? What I'm trying to say is I don't want just a one-day lover today. Tomorrow with another, what I want is an everyday man to prove that love over and over again. Oh yeah, oh. Darling, when tomorrow comes, will the need still be there? Tell me.
There goes Carla Thomas here on KX93.5 FM doing When Tomorrow Comes. I'm John Troy, listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy, baby. Yeah, and the theme tonight is tomorrow. Now, the last three songs were sung by a woman to a man. What are you going to do tomorrow after you've had your way with me, you brute? Now, this one is sung by a man to a woman, and it has the same, he's having the same paranoia. He's complaining to a woman. There's a guitar here going through a tremolo. That's an effect. This is before the wah-wah pedal. A tremolo was an effect that would give the guitar a kind of a vibrato sound. You'll hear it. Listen for it. This is William Bell doing Who Will It Be Tomorrow, Baby, here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Yesterday you loved only me. Today it's someone new. Each day that passes by, you make another heart blue. You go around breaking hearts and causing sorrow. Who will it be tomorrow? Who will it be tomorrow? When this new guy came your way, you soon forgot about me. And when you get tired of him, you're gonna set him free. You think that cards were made for you to borrow. Who will it be tomorrow? Who will it be tomorrow? but you've got a lot to learn. Someday, pretty soon, I know the tables are gonna turn. Just keep on breaking hearts and causing sorrow. Who will it be tomorrow? Who will it be tomorrow? Will it be Billy or Bobby? Will it be Johnny or Ronnie? Will it be Eddie or Freddie?
Who will it be, baby? That was William Bell here on KX93.5 FM doing Who Will It Be Tomorrow? I'm John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. The theme is tomorrow. The next song is The Beatles' Man. You know, I play in this this group that does Beatles songs. It's called The Beat Roots. And it's with Jason Fetty is our fearless leader. I play bass. Jeffrey Perlman is on guitar, and Evan Stone plays drums. We play around Orange County, and it's not. I protest when anybody refers to it as a tribute band. We don't wear our Sergeant Pepper uniforms and put on our mop tops. No, we take Beatles material and we do it our way. We mutilate it the way only we can. And I'm just saying that listening to the Beatles music is one thing, but when you learn how to play the songs, that's a whole new thing. That's a whole new world, man. These guys, it's just brilliant. Just musically brilliant. I cannot overemphasize how good the Beatles were. In my opinion, that's French. Now, this song is called Tomorrow Never Knows. What a great song. Glorious drum part, man. Ringo is beating the crap out of the cymbal. He just hitting that thing. It just sounds like the surf just washing through everything, which gives it this great sound. And then they bring in all this. They were very forward in coming in with all this effect and this weirdness and backward recorded tracks and strange sounds. I don't even know what they are. Some of it sounds like these birds. Some kind of calling birds, whatever that is. I love that. And I really tuned into to McCartney's bass playing when I was checking this out today. What a great bass part. Just driving. This is a great song. This is the Beatles doing Tomorrow Never Knows here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
Lay down all but surrender to the void.
The Beatles here on KX 93.5 FM doing Tomorrow Never Knows. I'm John Troy, you're listening to The Sack. The theme is Tomorrow. The next song is by Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix doing his song Wait Until Tomorrow. He really worked out a specific rhythm part. He's not just playing the chord changes and just strumming. He's got specific parts that he's worked out throughout the whole song, which makes it much more interesting to listen to rather than just doing a strum of a chord. And this is a lot of noise for just a trio. Mitch Mitchell, the great drummer, is just having a ball, just freely moving around. You can hear his jazz. He came from a jazz background. And so you can hear that in Mitch Mitchell's playing. This is Jimi Hendrix doing Wait Until Tomorrow here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen.
Well, I'm standing here freezing inside your golden garden. I've got my ladder leaned up against your wall. Tonight's the night we plan to run away together. Come on, dolly me, there's no time to stall. But now you're telling me.
A drag on my part. That's Jimi Hendrix here on KX 93.5 FM, Laguna Beach, doing Wait Until Tomorrow. I saw Jimi Hendrix in person, live in person, at Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Let's see, when was that? 1969 or something like that. 1970, somewhere around then. Yep, and that was quite a night. I could tell you some things, but I must protect the children. I can't really tell you what I did that night right there in front of Jimi Hendrix. He didn't notice. Nobody did. Everybody was gonzo, baby. This next song is by Stevie Wonder. Tomorrow Robins Will Sing. Well, that's an optimistic title. This is a very percussive, syncopated phrasing. the way he sings it. He borrows it from the Jamaican rappers. It's very cool. Stevie Wonder says, I can do that. Yes, Stevie, you can. This is Stevie Wonder doing Tomorrow Robins Will Sing here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
You might wonder, stand firm to all those who feel concerned. Now when you can't see the light, you must see the Robinson fly. Life is just a matter of time and space. To all those who have to face sorrow, shall only have to wait till tomorrow. Big things are going this year, so if you drop it in a gear, come cross us as Stevie Wonder. Watch it.
Now what do I start to make the point that I'll be making? The most efficiently use your time that I'll be taking. With the clear understanding that every ticking second is precious to us all. But if you let me be your way, listen up, you will. Not just what I say, but every word that I'm saying. You wake in the morning from a dream with spirits no pipe. Though you're a life condition that's far from being alright. Your love is wrong and your money's gone. You lost your home and everything you own. But before you do something major extreme, I've got one simple thing for you to take along with you as you go on your lonely way.
Stevie Wonder, who else? Here on KX93.5 FM, doing Tomorrow Robins Will Sing. Stevie Wonder, I saw him in at the Boston Garden, back when Boston Garden was still standing. He was opening for the Rolling Stones. I was there to see the Rolling Stones. And I was happy that Stevie Wonder was playing, but I was crazy about the Rolling Stones, the live show. I saw them at Altamont. Yeah, I was at Altamont. I was there. I'm in the movie. What's the name of the movie? Gimme Shelter? Is that the name of the movie? Wait. The movie that documents the Stones at Altamont. I'm in that movie. I was right up against the stage. The Hells Angels doing all that stuff. You see the 19-year-old me. Yeah. That was a long day. Anyway, I was in Boston. I went to see the Stones and Stevie Wonder opened, and he was so good, and the band was so good and so musical. It was so sophisticated that when the Stones came on, by contrast, the Stones sounded like a high school band playing in a gymnasium. It just sounded, I was like, honey, you want to go? My date, she said, sure. So we walked out. I was like two songs into the Stones, and I just walked out. I'm not saying anything against the Stones. I'm a big Stones fan. But that night, right after Stevie Wonder, Stevie Wonder, oh, man. So that's all I have to say about that. Okay, this next song, the theme on, I'm John Troy. The name of the show is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and the theme is Tomorrow. And the next song is by Zach Brown. He's got a count off. He goes 1, 2, 3. Then he doesn't say 4 because there's a 4 and pickup. So you hear them start playing, but that's the 4 and. And then they land on the 1. The kick drum, the bass drum is doing quarter notes through significant portions of the song. There's a finger picking banjo. Listen for all that. This is the Zach Brown Band doing Tomorrow Never Comes here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
I've been climbing my way through the sky, searching for answers that I'll never find, losing my breath as I fall, learning to fly, letting go of it all, learning to fly, letting go of it all. I've been trying to open my eyes, take it all in as the world passes by, getting lost in the twist and the turn, finding these questions inside me still burn, finding these questions inside me still burn. I'm gonna live like tomorrow never comes. There's no end in sight. Tonight we black out the sun. Against time, I can't say where the next bend might be. That is the beauty in life's mystery. That is the beauty in life's mystery. I'm gonna live like tomorrow never comes.
Zach Brown, the Zach Brown Band, here on KX 93.5 FM, Laguna Beach. That quarters on the kick is pretty compelling, isn't it? Yes, it is. What do I mean, quarters on the kick? Well, if you want to know, go to KX935.com, go to the podcasts, go to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and go back to listen to all my old episodes of this podcast. And you'll know what I'm talking about. I can't say that. I can't keep explaining the same thing over and over again, you know? This next song, the theme tonight on the sack is Tomorrow, and the next song is the Stone Temple Pilots. These metal bands, they like that halftime, and they chop it up. They chop up that halftime, and this builds with promise and then delivers. Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys, they know how to step on it. This is the Stone Temple Pilots doing the song Tomorrow here on KX 93.5 FM. Listen. Temple Pilots here on KX 93.5 FM. You know, it's funny how that those guitars and those chords and all that volume and hitting those chords hard, and everybody's hitting it's just hard, and they're hitting everything hard, and it just sounds kind of beautiful to me. Isn't that funny how it's beautiful? It's just, yeah, it's beautiful. I think that's beautiful music. Yeah, I like those guys. Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah, okay. This next song is another hard-hitting band, Audio Slave, with Chris Cornell singing lead. The bass player is doing this thing called Hammer Off, which is the opposite of Hammer On. You guessed it. And when you hammer on, that's when you hit a note. And you can, like, say you hit an open string. So you're not touching it with your neck hand, just the plucking hand, the pick hand. You hit the note. Then right after you hit it, you bring your finger down, and it goes do-up, do-ing, 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 you know, like that. That's hammer-on. That's a hammer-on. And you can hammer off, too. Like I'm holding the finger down on the string. I pluck it, and right as I pluck it, I take my finger off. So day-on, day-on, day-on. That's hammer-off. So hammer-on, hammer-off. So the bass player is doing a repeated hammer-off. He's going from the A to the A to the G, working off the open A string on his bass guitar. This is Audio Slave doing the song Yesterday to Tomorrow. The bass player's got a hammer off. They go to halftime in the middle, and when they go to the halftime, it's not slower. It sounds like it's slower, but it's not. It's the same tempo, but it's halftime. Same tempo, though. It's just a different feel. So it might feel slower, but it's not. It's the same tempo. Halftime is the same tempo. All right, so this is Audio Slave doing Yesterday to Tomorrow here on KX93.5. Listen. That's Chris Cornell and Audio Slave doing Yesterday to Tomorrow here on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach. Let me tell you about this K-exclusive Saturday, June 6th at 5 p.m., an exclusive evening of sunset, cocktails, cuisine, and a special performance by Chris Barron of the Spin Doctors and the 133 Band. You'll see moments from an upcoming film, 133, The Road to Laguna, open bar and craft beer pairings, a spectacular live auction. And I do mean spectacular. Listen to these things you can bid for. A presidential package at the Montage Laguna Beach with their most exclusive accommodations, the Catalina Suite, and dinner at the studio. A retreat on a private jet, wow, to a desert oasis in Tucson at the El Conquistador Resort. A week-long escape for 10 to the legendary mountain town of Telluride, Colorado. A priceless experience as a ride-along passenger with the Laguna Beach Police. Hey, and they'll let you go. So you can find out more about it and get tickets online at kx935.com. And while you're at it, become a member. This is listener-supported radio. This is independent radio, and your tax-deductible donation will keep us on the air. This isn't a corporate-owned station. We're not corporate drones. We're not told what to play. We're not told what to say. We pretty much play and say what we want. So it's quirky. It's weird. It's interesting. You never know what you're going to get. So do that. Now, I've got one more song to play here on John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Sticking with the theme of tomorrow, I'm going to play Bob Dylan. He's playing it's a live show, just acoustic guitar and vocal. It's a song called Tomorrow is a Long Time. This is Bob Dylan here on KX93.5 FM. Listen.
If today was not a crooked highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart is softly pounding, isn't only if she was lying by me, that I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't speak the sounds to show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps or remember the sounds of my own name. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could only hear her heart a softly pounding, isn't only if she was lying by me, that I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in that silver singing river. There's beauty in that rainbow in the sky. But none of these and nothing else can touch the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting, if I could only hear a heart softly pounding, isn't only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again.
Bob Dylan here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, doing Tomorrow is a Long Time. I'm John Troy, and you've been listening for the past hour to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Thanks a lot for listening. I am a professional musician. I play around Orange County and Los Angeles. If you want to come see me play, visit my Facebook page. My website, johntroy.com, is undergoing reconstruction. You can still check it out, though. It's an archival thing. There's lots of my kind of a blog-like newsletter. It's old stuff, but it's fun to read, if I do say so myself. And it's got pictures and all kinds of stuff. That's johntroy.com. But for current things, like where I'm playing, you go to facebook.com/johntroymusic. And you can send me your email address through there if you like, and I'll put you on my mailing list so you'll know where I'm playing and come see me. I play in all different kinds of venues, different formats with different people. I just finished an album of all original songs called Donkeys and Kings is the name of the album, and that's available too. I'm going to get that out on CD Baby one of these days. And so that's about all I have to say about that. I'll be back next Sunday at 9 p.m. for another couple hours of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, some more great music, and my insufferable bloviating. Until then, for all of us here at KX93.5 FM in Laguna Beach, this is John Troy saying good night.
Puente, oye, y a mí me gusta el bebé.